new Sea Alaska program beginning in March hopes to help train more Indigenous actors and performing artists in the Tlingit language. Ed Littlefield is a teacher in the new program, Nakahiti Academy, and sat down with KTOO's Chloe Plesnak to talk about what participants can expect and his hopes for the program.
Hello, Ed. Gunashish for joining me today to talk about the new Nakahiti Academy program that will be kicking off in March. First off, why don't you just tell me about the name? What does it mean, and how does it illustrate your hopes as an instructor for this program?
Gunashish, thanks for allowing me to be here. This academy is to help prepare future performing arts people, Indigenous people, in the different ways of the performing arts. So we're inviting, I think there's 20 spots available, and we are trying to fill those spots up with performing artists that are currently already performing and doing performing arts. And we're going to be doing some dancing, some movement and dancing, some singing, some language work. Great teachers and cultural leaders, Rune, Lance Twitchell, Heatley Ish, Lyle James, myself, Vera Starbard. And it's going to be great. We're trying to work on, you know, what are the old ways of telling stories, and how can we take that into the future for many years to come, and different ways of doing that?
What can potential participants expect from the program overall?
Well, the first meeting that we're going to have will be sounds like a lot, but it's actually 3 hours from 9 to 12 on the March 11th and 12th. So two different days. And yeah, we're going to start with some language work with Rune, trying to figure out how to pronounce some words that we have, you know, just to get language work in there. It's always great to have some work with language. And then the second hour roughly is movement and dance. And so we're going to Heatley Ish and Dachkitlach, Colleen James, are going to hopefully help us with some contemporary movements, like how to tell stories with our bodies. So it's not necessarily just dancing like we do in our ceremonies, but it's more for the fact of moving with intention. So how does this movement share our stories? And then the last hour or so is with me doing some vocal technique, you know, how to sing loud and proud without losing your voice. So I've written a couple Tlingit vocal warm-ups, which could be cool, working on the Tlingit vowels. They have, there's lots of different, you know, I sang in lots of choirs growing up, and there's lots of vowels, A-E-I-O-Us, but there's not really some Tlingit vowels, and then also tying that in with the language that we do with Rune. So making sure that when we sing, we're also doing the language. And so, really cool, just a mix of everything. And we've got 2 days of that on the March 11th and 12th.
Is this program exclusively for those with acting or performing experience already under their belts, or who should apply for this?
Well, no, not necessarily. I think if you have an interest in getting out there and doing some performing arts, I don't think there is a prerequisite or anything. We're trying to get people in the seats. And I think people that have an interest in performing arts should definitely put their name in the hat there. Because we only have limited space and for 20 people. So, and it's open now. The sign-up process is open now. But no, I think anyone with a want to learn language, movement, and singing, I mean, that's who we're looking for, you know. And in addition to like the warm-ups and how to sing, and maybe we'll do some new songs that I built that I'll share with the participants, but we're also going to work on this is the different part, maybe how to sing in harmony, which is cool. So you don't have to, you know, there's the definitely melody line, but for some people that are willing to take a chance, we're going to start introducing some harmony and how that works in Tlingit music, because that's I know there was a talk about Yakutat harmonies a month or two ago at Sea Alaska Heritage, and you know, they definitely had harmony, you know, a long time ago. And so we're trying to utilize that knowledge and see where we can go with it for the future.
So currently this program is only being offered in the Tlingit language. Is this something you'd like to expand to other Alaska Native languages?
Yeah, I mean, I think this program, if we get the right, you know, instructors, we need, I don't speak Shmalyach or Chadgil. If we get the instructors, we can definitely do a very similar thing with each language. And it is primarily Tlingit right now at this point, but sky's the limit.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Gunalchish.
That was Ed Littlefield speaking with KTOO's Chloe Plesnak. The application for the Nakahiti Academy is available online at the Sea Alaska Heritage website. Registration is limited, and the deadline to apply is Friday, March 3rd. Juneau City Finance Director Jeff Rogers is resigning after 4 years on the job. Rogers joined the finance department in 2019 after leaving the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. City Manager Rory Watt said he's sad to see him go.
He's been a fantastic employee and it'll be a big loss to the organization.
Watt said Rogers plans to stay in Juneau through the city's budget process.
So I think we're fine on the budget process. There are just a lot of things that our finance director does outside of the budget process, provides a lot of financial analysis and advice and insight.
Watt expects the job to be posted next week.
In the interim, there are a lot of great employees in the department, and you know we're going to have to figure out how to do the work that he does.
Watt says worker turnover is an ongoing challenge across departments. City leaders have discussed offering signing bonuses and enhancing retirement benefits to attract and retain workers. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska sued the Department of Corrections yesterday over a rights issue affecting certain people in state custody. The specific legal matter is a bit down in the weeds, but it has big impacts on how prepared someone is for life outside of prison. Alaska Public Media's Jeremy Shea reports.
When someone serves time in Alaska's prisons, they'll hit certain milestones as they approach their release date. And they'll become eligible for things like work release, electronic monitoring, and rehab programs. Parole boards often grant earlier release dates, but the ACLU says the Department of Corrections won't recognize those new dates for eligibility purposes for these programs.
They are crucial to helping people be able to readjust to our communities and to be successful once they're released.
That's ACLU Legal Director Ruth Botstein speaking at a news conference on Thursday. The ACLU is representing four men caught up in the technicality: Jace Frankson, Jeffrey Mathis, Jonathan Walker, and Sababu Hadari. They've each served more than 20 years of their decades-long sentences and were each granted parole, moving their release dates up. But the Corrections Department has told them that based on their original release dates, they are ineligible for the transition programs. ACLU prison investigator Jacqueline Shepard recounted a conversation she had with one of the men.
I've been behind bars my entire adult life. I have no idea how to open a bank account. I don't know how to use a computer. And I've never really had an apartment or adult responsibility. I can't qualify for any community-based programs that would help me transition slowly into society. I feel like they're purposefully setting me up to fail.
Of the named plaintiffs, Frankson has the earliest release date set for August 9th, 2024. Botstein called the department's interpretation of the eligibility rules irrational and arbitrary. The organization is asking the court to assert that the Department of Corrections is violating due process and equal protection rights, and to order the department to give the plaintiffs and others like them access to transition programs. A spokesperson for the department said in an email late Thursday morning that she was not yet aware of the lawsuit. She forwarded a request for comment to the State Department of Law, which has not yet responded, though the state generally does not comment on current litigation. The ACLU says the state has 40 days to respond in court. In Anchorage, I'm Jeremy Shea.
And in Juneau, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning effective through Saturday morning. Total accumulations early this weekend are expected to fall between 5 and 8 inches. Snowfall in Juneau has been relatively normal this winter, with relatively little snowfall in January. But snowfall has been higher for the month of February, with several small snowstorms earlier this month.